Hello, welcome to the English Now Japanese Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, Deputy Prime Minister Li Minkai has signed Decision No. 38, QDDG, approving the Vietnam Social Insurance Industry Development Strategy until the year 2030.The overall goal of the strategy is to develop the Vietnam social insurance industry in a professional, modern, effective, and efficient manner in order to well implement social insurance and life insurance policies and regimes. Industry health insurance gradually and sustainably expand social insurance and health insurance coverage towards the goal of universal social insurance and health insurance coverage.The strategy has some targets, such as 100% of all online public services provided on many different access means, including mobile devices, 100% of social insurance, unemployment insurance, and health insurance participants have electronic transaction accounts and have installed the VSSID application.100% of people participating in health insurance have been issued citizen identification cards that can be used instead of health insurance cards when going for medical examination treatment and etc. One of the main tasks and solutions of the strategy is to reform administrative procedures, innovate the implementation of the one-door-stop and connected one-door-stop mechanism in handling administrative procedures and further improve the spirit, sense of responsibility, and attitude of serving the people of civil servants, public employees, and workers in social insurance sector.The Ministry of Education and Training has just issued Circular No. 27/2023 TTBGDDT regulating the selection of textbooks in general education establishments. Accordingly, the Council develops a plan to organize the selection of textbooks for the educational institution and assign tasks to the Council's members based on the Council's plan criteria.For selecting textbooks, the leader of the professional group develops a plan to organize the selection of textbooks for each subject structure in the specialized group and reports to the head. Before getting into work, shall organize some subject teachers of the educational institution, including permanent contract, secondary guest teaching, and inter-school teachers to participate in selecting textbooks for the subject. Textbooks are selected to ensure that at least half of subject teachers work for them. The Department of Education and Training directs educational institutions to notify the list of approved textbooks to teachers, students, and parents before April 30th.Vietnam Aviation Administration, Ministry of Transport, said that airlines have added flights from Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City to local airports and vice versa on routes with high booking rates after additional allocation slots at Noi Bai and Tân Sơn Nhất airports. In total, 472 flights were added, representing an estimated increase of nearly 92,155 seats.However, the Vietnam Aviation Administration says that the number of passengers booking is still increasing, so the booking rate is still high on some days, close to the Lunar New Year and after that. Guangzhou Labor Confederation is completing preparations for the market program of the trade union, supporting workers to welcome the 2024 Lunar New Year.It is expected that the city's 2024 trade union debt market program will take place from 2025 to 21st with the theme of debt reunion, spring sharing. The debt market program is set at two locations, Tra Nóc Industrial Zone, Bình Thủy District, and Thuc Nóc Industrial Zone, Thuc Nóc District.The program has many practical and outstanding activities, such as giving 15,000 debt gifts, each worth 500,000 dong, and handing over 8 houses of trade union to needy unionists and workers. On the occasion of Lunar New Year 2024, Gunter will not build an art flower. Instead, it will build an art flower garden on a smaller scale. The newly released Global Tourism Report predicts Cuba as one of the destinations with a triple-digit increase in domestic entertainment business value over the next decade, with an estimated growth of 103%. According to the Cuban Ministry of Tourism, recently foreign companies have become increasingly interested in investing in this Caribbean island nation, especially in the smokeless industry. In 2023, about 185,000 Russian tourists visited Cuba, 7,000 more than the year before the COVID-19 pandemic. That's all for the International Japan Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.